The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Lamed Beis. The Mishnah tells us in the bottom of Amud Beis, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Al Sholosh Aveis Noshe Meisois B'Shas Leidosim Al She'ena Zehirois B'Nido B'Chalo B'Adlokas Haner. These are the what's called the three essential, quintessential mitzvahs of a woman, and these three mitzvahs of a woman is lax in their kiyum can be a tremendous source of mishpat din on a woman. Those days it was more common than us amazes b'shas leidosim, but the point is that it's a cause of tremendous kitruk on a woman if she's not properly nizr in these three mitzvahs, and it means not only to be nizr in these three mitzvahs, but in the inyonim that underlie. So a discussion of what exactly these three mitzvahs represent in terms of a woman's tafkid in this world is very fruitful in understanding different inyonim. Rashi explains, and here's a halacha l'maaseh inyon. Rashi explains what's the on Amud Aleph, what's the inyon of Ner. The Gemara says over there that the Gemara quotes Al diske Ner is arti eschem emate mekayim emate mutav imlav. If we recommend that the woman's not mekayim the mitzvah's Ner, hareini noitel nishmaschem. Rashi says over there, V'soived revi yizdimchem v'yich benichem v'yivatel shem reishishchem v'noshim nitzdav. Why are women specifically nitzdava a mitzvah ner Shabbos? As we discussed in the Shea and the Chavei, the mitzvah of Vaynik Shabbos, Kovit Shabbos, Yudan Shom Alakar, and comment on men also. Why was this mitzvah given to women to the point where in Halacha L'maisa, the woman's kiyum of Shabbos is considered being tied to the mitzvah of Lakas ner Shabbos? When a woman lights, a woman is automatically mekabel Shabbos. There's a whole discussion in the Paiskim. If a woman has something she has to do after Hadlokas Ner Shabbos, she has the light because it's carved to the Shkia, but there's something that still has to be done. Can she be Mekabel with a Tanai? Can she make a Tanai in her Hadloka that she's not being Mekabel? So we discussed in a previous share traveling to a Mokum Achilu. The consensus of the Paiskim is that this idea of Tanai should only be used for Mokum Mitzvah. A woman has to travel to the place where she's going to need sudas, b'mokom mitzvah, mitzvah sudas Shabbos. Or if a woman has to make a hefsek taira, and once she's mekabel Shabbos, it's already Shabbos, she can make a hefsek taira, which has to be done before Shabbos, in order that the Shabbos should be considered the first day you made taira. She should be able to go to the mikveh next Friday night. Over there also, it's b'mokom mitzvah, she can be mekabel, she can light the candle with a Tanai not to be Mekabel Shabbos. Another example would be if a woman is makbet to daven mincha, and she wants to daven mincha, and it's a minute before the shkir, she has to light, but she can be Mekabel with a Tanai that she's not Mekabel Shabbos in order to fizzle there, otherwise she wouldn't be able to daven mincha, it's Shabbos already. And so on and so forth. Abu Draham says that Chava, see in Rashi, is Rosh Hatevis Chala Vestos Adlokam. Chala Vestois, which is Nida, Hadlaka, which is Hadlaka's Ner Chanukah. Rashi quotes, I might add one more point, to go back to the previous point, that the Iker Shkium Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos of a woman, is totally a Neris Shabbos. It's very apropos that a woman, who's the, what we call in Rit, the Sarah Pnim, a woman is the minister of the interior. The woman is the queen of the castle, of the home. Her Kabbalah Shabbos is totally in her mitzvah at home. A husband's Kabbalah Shabbos, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, is when the tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos. Man's role in this world is to be part of the tzibur, to be out in the world accomplishing, making this world a better place to live. A woman's job, and therefore her place to usher in Shabbos, to usher in the Yom Shekulei Toiv, is at home. A man's place to usher in Shabbos is with the tzibur and shul, when he says Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos. It's just an interesting point. In any case, Rashi explains that the reason why women specifically are mechuyev and are mitzvah in this mitzvah is he ivda chaloser shel olam. Again, like we said, to Avud Raham Chava, and that's why she has these three mitzvahs. He ivda chaloser shel olam, and that's also why she has a specific mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. Rebbetzin Kanievsky Zatzal had a whole Thursday around this mitzvah, the tefillahs, and all the women would come to be mafresh challah with a mitzvah. It was a tremendous eis rotzen, where many outright, they have to be called outright nisim, were accomplished or brought about through the mitzvah of chalosoi. Rashi points out, another reason why a woman specifically is the one who's mechuyev in the mitzvahs habayis of Ner Shabbos, even though the mitzvah is in common domain, the reason why she's moitzi him, which we don't find by other mitzvahs, again, the same point, a man is moitzi his wife with ishtik and gufay, and the Ner is Chanukah, which are outside. His purpose, he represents his wife, his home, in presenting Yiddishkeit to the world outside. But the woman is mighty her husband with Ner Shabbos inside because that's her place, her sphere of her domain, her sphere of influence. In any case, the Rashi points out because that's Tzorche Shabbos Tluyim Bo. The Rambam seems to say this a little bit differently. The Lashon is also in the Shulchan Aruch and Tziv Beis in Reish Samech Gimel. The Lashon of the Rambam is Noshim. A mechuyev in Neir Chanukah, they might see the men. Why? Because the mitzuyas babayis va'oiskois b'tzorchei habayis. Not because tzorchei habayis tluyim bo, because they're responsible for the home, but because they're in the home. If they're in the home, they mimela have more kesher with making sure that the mitzvahs are being done. The Paiskin point out is an afkamina. What happens if somebody doesn't have a wife? The one who runs his house, he has all the tzorchim in his house taken care of by a housekeeper. Who should light at home? One could say the husband should light because he's the elder of the household. Let's say he has a house full of children. Even if he has teenage daughters, the teenage daughters, lamaisa, are not, the bias is not mutl on them. They're not responsible. They're not mukhuyiv to run the house. He hires a housekeeper who runs the house. The teenage daughter should not light. The father should be the one to light. But if we say that the mitzvah is because women are found at home, the mechuyav is yoytzeh because the mitzuyah is babayis, and the oytzeh is b'tzorchei habayis, normally teenage daughters are generally more motzui and oytzeh binyanei habayis than the father. Hopefully, if she's a good daughter and her husband, her father doesn't have a wife, hopefully she's more in the house than he is. He's usually outside working, or whatever the case may be. In that case, the Paiskim say, according to the Lashon of the Rambam, the teenage daughter should light, not the father, the master of the house. There's another interesting Indian that's kashur to the relationship of the men and the women, as far as Neir Chanukah is concerned. The minig, and it's brought down the poiskim, is that the man is made of his aneris. The husband prepares the ner, and the woman lights it. The Sifrei Drush explain, you know, the old statement, behind every great man there's a great woman. A man is responsible for preparing himself for greatness. But in order for a man to really, really take off and really become big in any sphere of life, he needs to be lit, so to speak, by his wife. The energy, the simchas achayim, that gives a man's life meaning, direction, and drive, but the preparation he has to do himself. He has to learn. The one who gives him the simchas achayim, which will facilitate his becoming a gadol b'torah, will be his wife. So he's made of his haneris. He prepares the wicks. He fills up the glass with oil. He prepares the wax candles. He prepares the ner, so to speak. But the one who actually lights it is his wife. There's a shayla, could be the same way we discussed in previous Shem Daf Kofei. If there are many couples eating together in a house, let's say people, parents have over their children, are eating by them Shabbos, l'chayra, you should be able to be yoytze with the mistress in the house. The minig is that each woman should preferably be yoytze in the mitzvah herself. There's an interesting idea in the poiskim, in the Graz, in the Shulchan Aruch Arav, in the Mekor Chaim, that l'chayra, a man should also, mitzvah bo yoytze mibish l'chay, he should also light. They say that he should have in mind not to, they speak out, he should have in mind not to be yoytze with his wife's hadlokas near Shabbos, and he should go to another room at the other end of the house where it's dark to light. The meaning of Klai Yisrael is not that way. The meaning is that the maisa mitzvah hadlokas, the bracha, the tefillah, the inyonim are done by the woman of the house.
Of course, there's an inyan of honoring Shabbos. The best thing, if a man wants to honor Shabbos in a way of also making sure the house is lit, is he's the one that turns on the night light in the hallway, the bathroom light, whatever lights are necessary to make the house function smoothly. That's done by the man. And the woman is the one who does the maisad loka of the nerish ala shulchan, as we spoke out. Interesting that the poskim had a tzad not that way, but the meaning, as we said, is that the woman is the one who's responsible. Again, with all the inyanim that we discussed, Kavod Shabbos, Oinig Shabbos, and Shalom Bayis, the Yiddish Haaretz, the Hagosha, is of course that Lokas Ner Shabbos is something that speaks to us on a very deep level. The Ikka Tefillah of a woman, that her husband, that her children should be Talmidei Chachamim, that everybody should be well, everybody should be spend their lives being Oisik Beratzon Hashem, is by Lokas Ner Shabbos, and for many women that's the highlight of the week in terms of connection, emotional connection to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's not just a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. There's some type of deep inner essence of what a woman is that's expressed with this mitzvah. And that's really what's going on over here. That b'shas le'dosan, there's a kitrug on a woman. Woman's in a eis sakana. These three mitzvahs express essential ideas that are important for a woman. We find by Sari Imenu, when after Suleiman was Nefteris, there was the Onon, Shala, the Onon, the Ne'edoluk, the Isa that was Mizbaruch, Mishabbos to Shabbos, the Onon, the Shechina that was on the oil, and the Mefarshim explained that these three things are connected, the three mitzvahs of women. The Isa is the Chalon, Me'er Shabbos, Le'er Shabbos, the Ne'edoluk is of course Ne'er Shabbos, the Onon is the mitzvah of Nida, the mitzvah of proper Kiyum, of the mitzvahs of Tiras HaMishpacha, which brings Shechina into a couple's bedroom and over a couple's whole house. These are the three mitzvahs that are essential to Jewish womanhood. What's interesting is that they're not three specific mitzvahs, but they're three steps in the idea, right? Everybody knows the Eid concept, which is basic to Yiddishkeit, that a person's house is a Mishkan, a person's house is a Beis HaMikdash. But the same way there are three mitzvahs that a woman has in kindling her house into a Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash there were also three parts. There's the place of, similar to Kiviyochel, the kitchen. There's the chotzer, where everybody was allowed to come. Kitchen is not a private place. A woman cooks in her kitchen. That was the place in the Beis HaMikdash where the Kohanim brought the Karbonis, where, so to speak, the Lechem Ishei, the Achila of the Kohanim, the Achila of the Mizbech, the Achila of Gavoya was done, and that is the, symbolically, in the Beis HaMikdash, which is every proper Jewish home, that's the kitchen, is the place where one turns the home into the Chotzer, the Mizbech, the Shulchan, etc. The second level, again, the kitchen is the place of the mitzvah of Challah. The first mitzvah, which is more public, one could cook in one's kitchen for somebody else's family also. A kitchen in a Jewish home is a place where one does chesed, one bakes, one cooks in order to share with others. That's the place where there's more connection to the outside world. The mitzvah of Challah is keneged v'mizbeach, the chotzer of the Beis HaMikdash of the Mishkan. The Heichel, the inner sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh, where only the Kohanim were allowed in, that's already the more private sphere of influence that a woman has in her house. Her table, her dining room, where the family gathers around every mealtime, especially Shabbos. Everybody knows that the Shabbos Suda is the ikar place to give over to children our value system, what we want from them, what we expect from them, what we cherish, what we value in life, our ikar place of continuing the Mesoris, Midor Lidor, of what it means to be a Yid, and what it means to live as a Yid, is by a Shabbos Suda. That's a place, Zeh Shulchan HaShel Lefnei Hashem, is in the Heichel. The house, which is the private domain of a family, that's more the place where only Kohanim are, the place where the family of Hashem, the family of Shevet Levi, could be Ovid. That's the second part of the house. That part of the house, as we said, outside the kitchen, the Mizbeach has the mitzvah of Challah. The Kabbanas are referred to as Lechem. The Challah is also the mitzvah which is done in the Lechem. The second mitzvah is the mitzvah of Adlok Saner. The Adlok Saner, the Iker place, is in the Mokum of Suda Shabbos. That's a place where Shalom Bayis reigns supreme. That's a place where Oynik Shabbos, Kovet Shabbos, where Gashmis is turned into Ruchnis. The Lechem Aponim, which was of course, eaten on Shabbos. Vanakehanim, the Keteris, all the inyonim of taking all the physicality of this world and turning them into pure ruchnias were done in the Heichal, in the inner sanctuary of the Mishkan, of the Beis HaMikdash. And that, of course, is the role of a Shabbos Suda. Yidin eat and Goyim eat. But when a Yid eats, he's taking Gashmis, he's turning into Ruchnias. Of course, we know that our way to train ourselves in the proper relationship to alcohol is by a Shabbos Suda. Every Dovah Shebekdusha that takes place in a Jewish house takes place over a cup of wine, and that trains us in the act of sanctifying Gashmis, turning it into Ruchnis, taking alcohol, which can be used to be mashkis as a person, and using that to enhance one's appreciation of life and love and the relationship with the Rebbeinu Shammah. And of course, the same way there, Shabbos is a function of Shalom Bayis. Of course, one can only give over a value system to children when there is Shalom Bayis, when there's a message coming from both parents. Both parents are on the same channel, so to speak. One sits by a Shabbos table in a peaceful, calm, happy, and loving atmosphere, and one is able to give over Yiddishkeit in its most effective form. Much more effective than a classroom, any other, you speak to any mechanuch, that's the basic forum for giving over a natural sense of what Yiddishkeit really is. Of course, the mitzvah which is most brings the Shechinah into a house is the mitzvah of the proper kim of Tayus HaMishpacha, and that's the place of the bedroom. The three places in the house is the kitchen, there's the dining room, the place where the family eats, where the family congregates, and then there's that most private place which is connected to Kodesh Kodoshim, the Pasukim Malachim. The Pasukim, sorry, in Divrei Yomim refers to, in the days of Yoyosh, Melech Yehuda, refers to the Kodesh HaKadoshim is Cheder HaMitos. That's the place of privacy. Only the Kohen Gadol can walk in there, and with nobody else. That's a place of utter seclusion with the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's a Cheder HaYichud, so to speak. Heviyane HaMelech HaDoro Nagila V'nismu Chabach. That's the place where not even the family gathers together. That's the place, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where only the parents that create the atmosphere in the house. And that's where the family, which they're trying to perpetuate their value system in the dining room by that Shabbos Suda, has its source in their mitzvah of Taras HaMishpacha, in their kiyum of Kedusha and Tara, and their Shalom Bayis, and their care for each other, their love and affection for each other, how that's expressed b'cheder hamitos, that is the place of Kodesh Kodashim, and of course that's the union of Oynis, with the mitzvah of Oynis, Tamil Chomei, Leil Shabbos, Ad Leil Shabbos. So these are really the mitzvahs of a woman, really represent the three stages in turning her house into a Mokam HaMikdosh, the Mizbeach, which is the place where Lechem Ishei, Reach Nechayach Lashem, which is her ability to cook meals that are nourishing both in body and spirit for her family. There's the place of shared quality family time, the Suda Shabbos and other experiences, sitting around the table where parents are mechanech children, and they perpetuate what life means to them, and they give that over to their children. And there's the source, the same way the source of all Kedusha and the Beis HaMikdash came from the Kodesh HaKadosh, Mibena Kruvim. The Kruvim is the relationship between the married couple, in that case the Rebbeinu Shlomo and Klal Yisrael, but in every Jewish home, the relationship between husband and wife, which is the source of all good and all happiness, and all being able to perpetuate what Yiddishkeit represents, all comes from that relationship between the husband and the wife, and that is really the tzura of a Yiddish home. So when we talk about the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, we're not only talking about a specific mitzvah, we're talking about really a deeper look at what Yiddishkeit really represents, and that's why these three mitzvahs are so all-important, and the Mishnah of Al She'en and Zihirois means when a woman does not live with these three concepts, that creates a tremendous dysfunction in her life in her relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom. That, of course, is the Shas Kitruk B'Shas Leida. Of course, Bizman said that there is almost no depth B'Shas Leida, that Kitruk, Rachman Son, could express itself differently. But that's the idea. Rebbeinu Shlom should be mezaka all of us to be able to kindle the light of Shabbos and the light of Shechinah HaKadosha in our homes, in all parts of our home, in all parts of our relationship, in all parts of our marriage. The Rebbeinu Shlom should give us the koyach to turn our homes into Batei Mikdosh, and that will kindle the light of the Beis HaMikdash, which will come down from Shemayim, when it has a welcoming presence in Klal Yisrael, we will have that, the Beis HaMikdash of Shemayim will come down from Shemayim, and will enhance and kindle the lights in our home further and further, that all of us will be filled with the light of the Shemayim HaKdash.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.